level and it holds.
See, this is what it's called. This is what's going on in the studio right now. Arthur Fiedler is going to be coming in any minute. We've got the folks from the Black Ensemble Theater here with us this morning, and they're going to be performing for us. This is the sound check, right, Bob? This is the sound check. 2-3 hours from now, we should be completely ready to go with this. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to take a break here at Behind the Music on Dean Richards VH1. We're going to talk with the Black Ensemble Theater, their new production of the Jackie Wilson story, when we come back from a break on WGN. Got one for you today. I'll tell you something. As you heard a few moments ago in Dean Richards' VH1 Behind the Music, I didn't even count how many people we have here in the studio today, but this has got to be some kind of record that we've broken with musicians and singers for the Black Ensemble Theater's new production of one of my favorite shows that they have ever done there, and there have been quite a few that I have loved there. The Jackie Wilson story, which amazingly opens today. The founder, CEO, the head of all things Black Ensemble Theater, Jackie Taylor is here with us. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Dean.
Scoot in just a little bit to there you go so I can hear you real good here. You brought your whole cast in here.
Well, not quite.
On opening day.
For you, Dean Richards. All for you.
Shouldn't they be in like some kind of climate-controlled room resting their voices? Instead, you drag them here downtown. We always appreciate when you do that. That's very nice.
We love to just be on. It's just a wonderful opportunity for us. So anytime you ask us, you know we'll be here.
Well, I always love when you're here, and I love supporting anything that you do, and especially this show. This, would you say that the Jackie Wilson show is the most popular show that you guys have staged through the years?
It's definitely one of the most popular. We were able to tour it. We were able to produce it at the Apollo Theater for a historical 6 weeks in New York. So we're very, very excited about bringing it back for our 40th anniversary celebration.
And that's amazing to me as well. We've talked about that because it just seems like yesterday that you and I were just young pups.
Just 3 or 4 years old.
We were just
playing
young,
in the playpen.
Stars in our eyes. I'm going to produce some show. I'm going to interview you about producing those shows.
Yeah.
When you started, how did this whole thing get started for you?
The Jackie Wilson story or the Black Ensemble?
No, the Jackie Taylor story.
Oh, the Jackie Taylor story.
How did you get started? You get started starting this whole thing that's now become such a part of, you know, Chicago's, the bloodline of Chicago's theater scene.
Well, you know, because I am an actress, it all kind of was birthed through being an actress with my first film, which was Coolie High, that propelled me into the American International Pictures, where I got a cattle call contract. And because it was Black exploitation era, I was cast as all of the negative roles that you could possibly imagine. But I couldn't make the films. I just it just was against my spirit to.
So while a lot of people were taking those roles because those were the only roles that were being offered to African American performers back then, you said, you know what, I'd rather not.
No, I just couldn't. I didn't want to perpetuate that image. It was just disgusting. And I had taught school, and I had taught thousands of young kids, and I wanted them. I had taught them positivity.
That must
really
have gone against your grain. Then you're trying to teach positive and reach for something better and do something better, and the Hollywood is coming to you probably wanting you to play degrading. We won't even go down the list of what it was, but I think we all know what kind of roles those were, especially during those days, during the Blaxploitation days. So how did that all translate into you starting Black Ensemble Theater?
It was all based on racism, and my experience with it was just absolutely horrible. So I hired some lawyers and got out of my contract, came back to Chicago, and decided that I was going to do something about it. So I decided to build a theater company that with the mission of eradicating racism. And that was 1976. And here we are, 2016, and we're still very prevalent. Our mission is more important today than it was in 1976.
Yeah, you must see a lot of parallels, I would think, between what you were going through then and what Chicago and the world is going through now.
It's amazing how, you know, the more we change, the more we stay the same.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing that you think that we would learn from things in the past? And this in particular, this weekend, the anniversary of Dr. King's march here in Chicago.
Right.
To make it even more prevalent. And you have highlighted, go down the list of the performers whose lives and careers and accomplishments you've highlighted through the years.
You're really asking me to go down the list. Okay.
I want you to go down memory lane with me a little bit.
Teddy Pendergrass.
That's one that sticks with me because I'm watching the show, and this was before Teddy passed, but just like two aisles next to me is Teddy Pendergrass.
Right.
I couldn't watch the show. I was watching him. Distracting having him there.
Well, you know, it's so many. Dionne Warwick, help me, y'all. Brooke Benton,
yeah.
Muddy Waters.
And a lot of these shows that you've done where you bring together all these superstars into one show, and it's a celebration of male singers and female singers,
yes.
And Motown and lots of different genres.
Well, Dean, that's on purpose because when you're trying to do something like eradicate racism, you really want to start with what already does that. And what already does that is music. Music brings us together. Music we have in common. Music we celebrate together. And it crosses all cultures and boundaries.
So how does Mr. Kelvin Rostin Jr. Get involved in this? This is the gentleman who is actually playing Jackie Wilson.
Yes.
No pressure on you at all, right?
Just a little bit. I mean, the man was amazing. And attempting to duplicate what he does, it takes some effort.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So do you go in? What's the process like to do this? Because you're a performer on your own. You want to bring some of your own creativity to this. Yet you're playing one of the most recognizable vocalists of all time.
Well, yes. I feel like my job as an actor is to bring the truth to the stage. So there's going to be a level of myself in it anyway, just because I am me. But my job is to try to make him alive on stage, not myself.
So what do you think are the main qualities that you bring out as Jackie Wilson?
He had a swagger, if you will. I think I handled that pretty well.
If he do so, say so himself.
But working on those high notes, his voice was so clear.
Yeah.
And so he was so articulate, and that's what I concentrate on most of the time. And then, of course, the moves, a lot of stretching
right.
And sweating.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Well, our audience is lucky. They're going to get to hear some of that this morning. So we're going to put the movie over to the singing microphone. We've got
right.
A whole different setup here for Kelvin Rostin Jr. and the ensemble. Jackie, why don't you just look around the room here and introduce us to some of the other folks that you brought in with you this morning.
Wow, my goodness. It's so early. We have Vincent Darios. Of course, Kevin. We have Ruben Echols, our choreographer and associate director and wig director. We have Jessica. We have Cora. We have Herb on guitar. We have Clovis on piano. We have Smokey on bass, and of course our musical director Robert Redrick.
Everybody sounded great. What are we going to start off with? What song do we want to start off with here today?
I think we're going to start off with "Do Run Run."
Oh, okay. Not a Jackie Wilson song, but that part of this era.
Part of the era.
That's part of the. You're in telling the Jackie Wilson story. You're telling what else was going on musically.
Absolutely.
Back then. All right. Well, take it away from Black Ensemble Theater. Their show is officially opening tonight. And we'll play through September the 4th, the Black Ensemble Theater with Do Run Run.
Met him on a Monday and my heart stood still. feel. The do run, 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 the do run, run. Somebody told me that his name was Beal. The do run, 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 the do run, run. Yeah, Marston's Beal. Yes, his name was Beal. And when he walked me home, the do run, 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 the do run, run. Caught my eye. The do run, 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 the do run, run. I thought he was quiet, but my oh my. The do run, 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 the do run, run. Yeah, he caught my eye. Yeah, oh my, oh my. Yeah, when he walked me home. The do run, 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 the do run, run.
That's some good stuff right there. Yeah. That's some good stuff. That is sounding good.
Gotta bring you to era.
Bring some wall of sound into the Black Ensemble Theater. Some people will go, oh, yeah, that's the old Sean Cassidy song. Don't even say that.
Oh, my God.
Don't even say that. Crystals.
That's the Crystals.
The Crystals did it before Sean Cassidy remade it.
Bless his heart.
Bless his heart. Doing the best he can. one of the songs, this is one of my favorite Jackie Wilson songs, is one that we hear on St. Patrick's Day everywhere in Chicago.
Yes.
There are so many beautiful versions of this song, but... one that was a fairly major hit for Jackie Wilson back in the day, not like his big hit song, which you're going to hear in a minute, but was his version of Danny Boy.
Right.
And let's hear that one right now, because this one, this is what they were doing in the sound check and was pretty amazing. From the Black Ensemble Theater's The Jackie Wilson Story, here we go with Danny Boy.
Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling, yeah, from glen to glen and down the mountainside.
I love you so,
but and say, and say, and obey, and obey. Therefore, for
okay, you were just showing off with that one high note. At this hour of the day.
That's right. That's Kelvin Rostin Jr.
I say that all the time when we have performers. It's not easy to come in here in the morning.
Yeah.
It's one thing after you've warmed up your voice a little bit during the day and vocalized and so forth, warm up your vocal cords. But to do that at this hour is pretty spectacular, Kelvin. That was really, really nice. Are we ready for the grand finale now?
We're ready.
We're ready for the grand finale, the song that still is considered one of the greatest hits of all time. Jackie Wilson's signature hit, Your Love Keeps Lifting Me Higher and Higher. Jackie Wilson's story opens at the Black Ensemble Theater tonight and will be running through September the 4th, ticket information. What's all your websites and phone numbers and all that?
BlackEnsembleTheater.org is the website, and 773-769-4451.
Very good. BlackEnsemble.org, 773-769-4451. And one more time, Kelvin Rostin Jr. is Jackie Wilson and the whole ensemble. Take it away, you guys. About that. Let's hear it for him. Let's hear from Kelvin Rostin Jr. as Jackie Wilson, the Jackie Wilson story at the Black Ensemble Theater, starting tonight through September the 4th. And the Black Ensemble Theater Cultural Center is at 4450 North Clark Street. You guys sound amazing. Thank you so much, all of you. Sounded so great. And Jackie, thank you very much.
Thank you, really.
All of you.
Happy to be here.
Not only all this effort to bring everybody in here today, I know it was a big deal, but for all that you've done for these 40 years of the Black Ensemble Theater in the city of Chicago, it's appreciated. Jackie, let's hear it for Jackie Taylor.
Thank
Someone
you.
Needs to do the Jackie Taylor story on that stage.
No.